So tell us, what are some stories across the globe? Like, what are some things that are just some of the top things that from across the pond that you think desperately need to change, or you're really working hard on? You're working tirelessly to try to change in Europe.
I think when it comes down to the entire trade war, I mean, it's something that those of us who go about our daily lives, we don't really see and we don't care about, because it's what free trade. OK, that's like something politicians in big hotel rooms talk about. But this actually increases the price of almost everything. So that's something that we've been working on in basically every continent. And I have colleagues who are working in Brazil, who are working in Europe, who are working in different parts of Asia right now. The idea is that we need to have freer trade. And if we can have Amazons, and if we can have all these sites, and if we can have lower cost shipping of products, we have better and more efficient planes and boats, we should have freer trade. We shouldn't have to pay customs duties. Customs duties exist because 200 years ago, the government didn't know how to raise money from people. We already have an income tax now, thanks to 1913. We don't need to also have all these duties collected by governments because I want to buy my iPhone in the UK. So free trade, I think, is number one. If you look at any product that is now made, and they just made the last Volkswagen Bug in Mexico, right? And everyone says, oh, it's made in Mexico. But then you have parts, electronic parts that are made all across the United States, parts that are coming from Italy, from Germany, things coming from China, from Singapore. Look, we are a global economy, and it's made people richer, and it's made Americans the richest society in the history of the world. So we need to have more free trade. There are a lot of things that people like about President Trump, but the one thing that we can't support is just the constant on and on about putting up more barriers and making it harder for people to trade. All we want is for people to be able to trade. 100 years ago, people were able to trade very freely. They didn't have the means like we have now. Now it's very easy. We have flights coming in every single day from different cities. So I think that's important. If you look at aluminum, if you look at pork, North Carolina was especially hurt by the announcing of all these tariffs. China was buying our pork by the buttload, a lot.
Wow.
And that's something that's really important. And also, all of these German auto manufacturers are based in North, South Carolina, and in Georgia. So as soon as the tariffs start coming in and they can't buy their steel or anything from China or Canada anymore, what are they going to do? They're going to up and either go home or go to Mexico. So all those jobs that now exist in North and South Carolina are going to have to go. And that's a direct impact. So it's not just free trade in the headlines. This is something that impacts everyday people like you and me. And there's a lot of education on that.
Yeah.
Because this is not just the Chinese boogeyman, right? This is this is the entire global trade society, and it's what's made us rich. That's why people have dollars everywhere around the world. You go to poor countries, rich countries, people in the countryside have dollars because this is the most stable country in the world. It's the richest country in the world. And people want George Washington's in their pocket. They don't want Bolivars from Venezuela for that very reason.
Old Alexander Hamilton's.
You couldn't fit enough of Bolivars in your pockets buy anything in Venezuela. But also, you know, not just making us richer. Well, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that. That's kind of it's a loaded word, rich. But with our stuff, imagine going back to 1980 and trying to own four TVs in your house, owning the most current technology, 1980, 85. I mean, that just speaks to the global economy.
Yeah.
I mean, trade has allowed the common man, the average guy who works 40 hours a week, you know, busting his knuckles, turning wrenches or pouring asphalt or hammering a nail into a roof. That's what's allowed them to go out and buy that TV, that, you know, extra TV, the hot tub. I mean, whatever. I mean, trade has opened that up.
Yeah.
We didn't have that in the 80s. People, I mean, your neighbor would go buy a VCR for $2,300 and everyone would crowd over there for that. Yeah. I remember those days.
Wow.
And still couldn't figure out how to program it.
That's right. The 12 o'clock would still be
blinking.
And that's why comparative advantage is so important. You know, I think everyone is so obsessed with the idea that we have to build everything from the ground to the very top that needs to be only American hands. But look, we are better at creating businesses, at coming up with ideas, at coming up with concepts. Americans as a whole, and particularly Europeans, they're better at doing that. And a lot of the manufacturing is better done elsewhere. Look, that's just the way it works. The cost for shipping go too high, which, by the way, might happen with all these carbon taxes, it's not going to be as efficient to do stuff in China. And it's even not even efficient to do stuff in China at all now. A lot of factories are moving to places like Vietnam because China is just getting way too expensive. Now they're charging a premium. Vietnam, at least, you have a growing economy, you have a stable government, they respect human rights a bit better. So there's at least a shift that's happening. And look, we have a great knowledge economy in the United States. We have great entrepreneurs that are putting out great products. People, consumers especially, want to have those. And I think this age-old xenophobic trade war, this is not making anyone better off.
So this idea from Trump of make America great again, we're America-centric, that it has to come, like you said, from our hands, really was it made you feel good on the inside, maybe, but at the end of the day, like, that was not beneficial. This whole process isn't a good
process. I mean, I think there's a reason that Trump won, and thank you guys for mentioning Yang Gang on one of the previous episodes. I think it was good. Definitely, that's why Trump won. A lot of people are dispossessed. A lot of people are put out of their industries. I mean, we're sitting in Concord. We had the huge cotton mills that went bust. A lot of jobs were lost. There's a lot of people who had no clue what to do. That was a lost decade. That was a very hard time for people in this community. So yes, it's very tough. But that's why we need the space, and we need innovative and smart regulations so that people can create the breweries of tomorrow. There used to be zero breweries around here. Yeah. Zero. There was nothing. I remember my childhood. There was nothing. But now you have so much innovation that's happening. You have people who have this creative space that they're able to tinker and come up with ideas, stuff that we never would have thought about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And we need that space that people are able to do it. And that's how consumers as a whole are going to benefit, number one.
Not to defend Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not. This is your first episode. I'm not a Trumpkin by no means.
Here you go.
But
they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power.
So I'm not one that totes his water because if someone does something right, you applaud them. If they do something wrong, you kind of call them out on that. The trade war, I don't agree with because tariffs. Like Yael said, I mean, that was how we raised money for our military. Our government was through tariffs prior to 1913, before the IRS, the Federal Reserve, things like that. So, in fact, they didn't start really doing income tax until 1931. That's how we raised money. I don't like the tariff idea because. I mean, I understand there has to be an even playing ground, but I think there's creative ways to doing that without sparking a trade war. I mean, our stock market, look at it every day. If Trump says anything about stock, money, globe, I mean, key sizzle words, I mean, your 401k is just cut in half. I mean, or it goes up twice. I mean, who knows?
But your Bitcoin goes up.
Yeah, but like Yael said, we're a global economy. I drive a American-made, quote-unquote, Ford pickup, more iconic than a Ford. Okay. I drive one, but I can't tell you, all those parts were not made in America at all. I mean, it was assembled in America, I think, in Kentucky. But we're spread out. Like it or not, things come from everywhere. I mean, unless, maybe not your brewery, but I'm sure your glassware came from China, Marty.
I'm pretty sure the steel that made our tanks came from China.
Well, there you go. So, I mean,
It is absolutely a global thing. I think we kind of missed the point on that. And, it's really easy. Politically, we've gotten to a point where somebody has to be blamed for everything. And, it reminds me of the South Park episode, "They took our jobs." It's just really easy to go back and forth and say, oh, well, you're losing your job because of this. They're sending them to Mexico. Well, yeah, okay. It's cheaper to do something in Mexico. But there's always these fits and starts. I think Andrew, you mentioned Andrew Yang. I'm, big fan. Don't know that I'll vote for him, but at least he's talking about things in a way that nobody else is. And there are these fits and starts when all these changes happen, and there's always going to be people left behind. And it's just how it is. That's the world we live in.
There's